This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This week, we're going to take a measure of the race for president by touching base close to the grassroots. Today, we talk with two local Democratic Party chairs in states that will hold early votes. And tomorrow, following tonight's Republican debate at the Reagan Library in California, we'll talk with two local Republican officials. We're joined first by Jan Bauer in Ames, Iowa. She's the Democratic chair of Story County. Welcome, Jan.
Thank you.
And, of course, Iowa always holds the leadoff event. It'll be next January, the traditional first caucuses coming up.
Yes, we're really excited.
And Chris Wicker is also joining us from Reno, Nevada. He's Democratic chair of Washoe County. Welcome, Chris.
Well, thank you very much. This is exciting.
And your state, Nevada's new to this early lineup. Your caucus is going to be following Iowa's caucus and then slip in right before New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary, right?
Oh, yes, we're excited. We worked hard to get this, and once we got it, we found out how much work it's going to be. So it's really a mixed blessing.
I bet Jan could have told you that, right?
Oh, that is so true.
Well, Jan, let's start with you in Iowa. How are the Democratic candidates stacking up where you are in Story County? Do you feel that any one, or maybe more than one, is generating special excitement there?
It's hard to single any one candidate out at this stage of the game. We have seen so many of them. Early on, we saw the Obama folks on the ground putting together a pretty strong organization. The Clinton folks have been following along, and I have been surprised, though, that we haven't seen more from the Edwards campaign. But they may be reaching out to their supporters and not depending on the overall structure at this point of the game. We've had visits from Senator Joe Biden and Chris Dodd and Bill Richardson. They are a little bit slower to be putting together their organizations just because, you know, they don't have the funding that the top-tier candidates seem to have at this point in the game.
Well, Chris Wicker, in Nevada, your county, I understand, leans Republican. Would that mean that your Democratic population is more conservative and that might shape how the candidates campaign there?
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think that's pretty much true of the West in general, except perhaps for California.
I'd like to ask both of you about how you feel Democrats where you are feeling about the war in Iraq. Jan Bauer in Iowa, would you say that is the key issue that will be coming up in this campaign?
It most definitely is, and it was in the last election. Democrats are frustrated, and I think it's more than Democrats. I think the American people are frustrated with the president's lack of willingness to even discuss other options. And it's going to have a big impact on this coming election.
And Chris Wicker, you figure the same thing in Nevada?
It is truly very huge here. And I think I can give you one good example of it. As everybody is well aware, our own Senator Harry Reid is the Senate Majority Leader. As we know, he's in a battle both legislatively and a war of words with the president and vice president over what is the right Iraq policy to get us the best result in Iraq. And when Senator Clinton was presenting a program in Reno last Sunday, she thanked Senator Reid for his efforts, and the crowd spontaneously stood up and gave about a two-minute standing ovation for Senator Reid, about 3,500 people. And I think that was a very good example of how strongly that issue is felt and how much they are supporting the Democratic side on that battle that's going on in Washington.
Chris Wicker, when you look at the Republicans who are running, declared so far at least, which are you most worried about? Who would give a Democratic nominee the strongest run for his or her money?
I think in Nevada, you'd have to give some consideration to Mitt Romney. There's a very strong Mormon population in Nevada who generally vote Republican, and I think he would perhaps fare better than in other states. On the other hand, if Giuliani had stayed the way he was, which was somewhat moderate, I think that's who we would have to be most concerned about. But he's taken a sharp turn to the right, so I'm starting to wonder about that now.
Jan Bauer, what about you?
I agree. I think Mitt Romney right now seems to be the most dangerous in our terms. He's the one that I think has an image, a very slick image, that concerns me a little.
Well, Jan Bauer and Chris Wicker, thanks to you both.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jan Bauer is the Democratic chair of Story County, Iowa, and Chris Wicker is her counterpart in Washoe County, Nevada.